crossover is
crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
Crossover. The double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
All right, time to talk some crossover. We spent a good hour talking NBA today between the two segments. I would say it's certainly an hour. We disagreed on a couple things. I like Denver more than Mr. Benning does, but, you know.
Two teams I thought would come back to the pack a smidge. The Bucks and the Nuggets. Now, the Nuggets will still be in the playoffs. I just think that
The Nuggets are top five team in basketball.
Man, I don't know. They're going to be like a six seed this year.
You watch. You should bet all your money on the other sides of that.
Yeah.
Find every
five
under
or
you
six.
Can.
Five
you
or
should
six.
Be all over that under. That and the Bulls over. You should be pounding the Bulls over because you like them. You should be killing the Nuggets.
I think 32.5. I like the Bulls over at 32.5.
So I think Chicago and Sacramento are the two new playoff teams.
You know what? I forgot about Sacramento. Good call. I like Sacramento.
You and I hang together,
my
man.
What are you guys talking about?
No, what?
Because of Buddy Hield, is that why? What is it?
He did just get paid.
Probably Harrison Barnes, huh?
Do you like Dallas?
Now I know why he didn't.
I do.
Because I got Dallas being that last team in the West.
I kind of like Dallas, but it is the West.
I like good bets, though. I will bet him that Sacramento isn't within three games of the playoffs. Of the
eight seed. They're going to need like 42.
Their number's 38. 38, and you can get plus +225 to not make the playoffs.
Those are two new playoff teams.
I like that. That's kind of good. I'm not. That's not
plus +225.
I wouldn't be like, oh, that's nuts. But how about this though? So who's the team in the East between? Because I know you do like the Hawks.
Oh,
but
yes.
But you like the Bulls more than the Hawks now?
No. I have the Hawks in the playoffs.
Yeah,
but
the
I have
Hawks
the Bulls now. Being a new one too.
Okay, so who got bumped?
Yeah, who'd you bump out?
You will have.
Is Orlando in?
No.
Oh, that was the one.
There was my eighth.
But see,
Orlando
bottom,
was eighth.
Like the 8, 9, 10 of the East is not bad.
It's within three games.
It's not
too.
Great.
Yeah.
But it's, they're 500 deep. But here's the thing. Like everybody talks about the West. If you don't, what team realistically, if you don't win the West, you could say, man, they'd win the East? I said nobody.
Because if they don't win the West, Milwaukee. Would they for sure win the East?
Yeah. In the past, you could say that.
Mm.
I don't think you can say that this year.
If you like Atlanta, 34.5, to get in the playoffs, they're going to have to get to at least 39. So go just kill
on average,
that one.
Though, the last team in the East, is. Now that they have a winning record, you still got to be. Oh, I don't know, man.
Well, I would say
38, 39.
Yeah.
I had Orlando
to
40.
Get the 7 or 8 in the East.
And that was my 8 seed.
I think the 7-8 in the East will barely be 500.
What do you like about Detroit?
I don't know. Cause
aren't
I'm not
they an enigma?
I'm not a fan of
that.
Otis
was one.
Nixon.
I like Detroit better than Atlanta. That's what we were talking about.
George, where are your Pacers? I put them at 5.
When does he get? When
I
come
wouldn't
back?
Be mad at 5.
When's he come back?
I wouldn't be mad at 5. I think Vic will come back around Christmas time. He's already in 5-on-5 drills, which is great. It's going to be slow. We're not going to rush that.
We
are not
going to
rush that.
I love the George Norwood
experience.
George's
in control of when he comes back.
Hey, we could have hung out, though. I would have borrowed you like the last couple weeks for NBA preseason.
Oh, yeah.
We could have
47.5, George.
For?
That's Indiana.
Oh, gosh. Man.
How about if he doesn't come back, plus +625 not to make the playoffs?
He's coming back. He's coming back.
Yeah, I mean, Vic is—he's definitely—he's
coming back.
I'm just playing.
Hey,
see, George is really excited today because this is George's birthday.
Wait,
it's also his birthday. It's also the first. You start NBA tonight.
Yeah,
you have games every day until Thanksgiving, and then you have every day until Christmas Eve, and then you have every day after that until February 13th.
Oh, it's Christmas and your birthday on the same day. That is awesome.
Right?
How about that?
Woo.
That's cool.
I hope China approved of that, George.
The woo or the...
Hey, who?
Not of Christmas, I know that.
So you're pretty safe because I think you thought it was going to be regional anyway with the Nationals and the Astros, kind of the hardcore baseball
What's
fans.
What's that say up there?
That.
What's that say up there?
Oh, you did say Astros and Nats. Mm-hmm. Isn't that something? I was close, too, because I said Astros and Cards. Fudge. Are you serious right now?
You got it. Want me to do a victory lap? Hold
and
on.
Who's who's winning it on here?
The Astros.
Okay. And I think we both win Astros. I took the Astros, too. But, man, you know what? I would not be shocked if the Nats won it. I wouldn't.
A lot of money out there for that.
Yeah, and that much is true.
I don't know. I really like it.
I like the Astros in five.
Five?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take the Astros in six.
Six is what I was saying.
But hopefully the Nats find a way to win.
Come on, Nats.
I don't know.
Just win tonight.
I mean, I think this is the Astros, if they win the World Series, they will go down as one of the greatest teams in the history of baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, the 2019 edition is filthy.
They've been dominant. And it's crazy, too, how they did it with the draft and trade.
Well, here's the thing. Like, you know, people are tanking in the NFL. They tank in the NBA. You can't just be, like, bad and, like, San Diego Padre bad. You have to commit to it and be awful.
How about the White Sox? Can you be bad like that, like they were for those 2 years?
The White Sox were, for a couple of years, they were really, really bad.
But people are saying next year is their year.
But you can't say, okay, we're going to be bad, but we still want to be like 5-11 or 6-10. No, if you're going to be bad, you got to be 1 or 2
wins. Bottom out, yeah.
Like the Padres have been bad, but they haven't been bad enough where they've been able to add to their already good farm system. Yeah. Like they could have gotten higher draft picks. Where the Astros went all in and they said, we're going to be really bad. The Cubs were kind of bad, but the Astros went all in.
Back-to-back 100 loss seasons, right?
If you would have told an Astro fan in 2011,
drafted Springer.
We're going to be 3 years, we're going to be the worst team in baseball, but just hang with us because in 2019, we're going to win our second World Series. In 3 years, we're going to be a dynasty. Would you take it?
They hit on Bregman, Correa, Springer.
Well, and you look at their farm system isn't bad. I mean, Alvarez has had a terrible postseason, but he's one of their top players. They got Kyle Tucker. They got some pitching. Lance McCullers got injured this year, didn't pitch. He was going to be their fourth guy in the rotation.
They got a solid domestic violence guy.
Who's that? Is it James?
Osuna.
Osuna.
Oh, no, yeah.
They got a racist playing first base.
They got that. So. I mean, they got a mixture of everything.
they got a PR department that is.
They got a mixture of everything.
That is well known in baseball as being a brutal
let's go yell
PR
at some
department.
Women.
And they're in the everybody says they still signs. I think everybody does, but boy, they whine about the Astros quite a bit.
Yeah, good for them. I mean,
well, they take on Hinch. That's kind of Hinch's personality, though. He's pretty brash.
Yeah, everybody's paranoid. Some people do it better than others.
You like Nixon? Yeah. He's got a Richard Nixon in him.
It's part of the game. I mean, everybody does. As long as you don't use anything electronic, you know, go on TV or whatever. I mean, we were all stealing signs when we were in Little League. You stand out at second base and you're waving to the
batter.
Or
just peeking behind you when you're batting. Just peeking to see where he's sitting.
I know. Peeking. Hey, that'll get you ear-holed.
Peeking.
I don't know that, like, as a 12-year-old it will, because they don't have enough, you know.
I was peeking.
You're getting ear-holed whether it be you're peeking or not.
It was just by accident. You got ear-holed.
Oops. Hey, how bad do you think yesterday's press conference, do you think Coach Frost was hurt or relieved?
Relieved.
Yeah. It's been a headache, hasn't it?
Well, okay, so he has a better pulse on his team than anybody else, and he knows where they're at mentally more than any of us know. We think we do.
Mm-hmm.
So to do that and get that out of the way, I called him an oxygen stealer. Mm. I think you can move on.
That's what I was just asking BC about that. Yep.
I want the next person. I want to be there when the next person asks him about Mo Washington. Because he immediately said, all right, let's get on to some other questions.
He said,
Sam go back and ask the
question.
Which
was a great question at the end.
Yeah, and maybe that should have been his opening. Yeah. And Sam mentioned this after it was over. Imagine if that was his opening statement. Like, he didn't wait for us to, and that was his opening statement. Look, I came from, you know, understanding what this is like. Tom Osborne did it this way and went that and did that. That would have been a great opening statement.
But we gotta get past, and I know he'll always be connected to T.O. What he did yesterday was Scott Frost. Mm. I mean, at some point, he's got his discipline, his coaching, it's got to be, that's who Scott Frost is. And I think you saw a little bit of the player of Scott Frost yesterday, and you saw a little bit of the coach in Scott Frost, and you saw a little bit of the person in Scott Frost that is, you know, has shared stories about him being a foster parent. I mean, you saw all that wrapped up into Mo Washington, and sometimes you can only do so much. I mean, you finally reach a wall where you can't do anymore, and it steals oxygen from you, and you've got to move on for the betterment of everybody. I'm going to share a quote here in a little bit. Ron Gardenhire, when I was with the Twins, you know, that's professional baseball. It's on a whole different level. He used to share a great quote about situations where you had to move on from somebody, whether you trade them, you release them, you send them down. That I'm going to share that I kept thinking about that yesterday when I heard Frost talk about Mo Washington. But we'll see how the rest of the team reacts. I mean, all of a sudden you take away a guy that was part of your offense. What do you have left in your offense?
Yeah, you could potentially have no AM, no Wandale, and no Mo.
So, how about that story being buried? That's Adrian Martinez, and it's like, okay.
We don't ask about injuries. They tried to ask the question
a little bit.
How's he coming along?
The Noah Vedral question was funny because it was asked about him, and he said, I played well against Minnesota.
Did you hear what Austin Allen said when they asked him about quarterback question? Twice he said all three quarterbacks' names back to back. He said Adrian, Noah, and McCaffrey.
Yeah.
He said them real quick, all three of them. He did it twice.
Well-groomed.
Yeah.
Well-groomed.
I mean, they groomed to say all three quarterbacks, and that the day before was the best practice ever.
Hey, what player used that? Oh, DeCap. Yeah.
Hoodle.
Well, Coach said things went faster. They asked him, what is it like when guys have energy? He goes, well, it was a good fast practice. It was good practice.
I think DeCap is definitely trolling.
We saw the shirt he wore?
Yep. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
trolling.
He is trolling. That's good, though. Good on them for realizing that they have people in the palm of their hands that are now, every time that comes out, people that aren't onto it yet get upset.
Lose their mind.
I've been around this program for 15 years.
Everybody's talking. Start doing.
Shut up, Farniak. Play football. Stop showing up on Monday. Show up on Saturday. I don't pay you to show up on Monday. I pay you to show up on Saturday.
That's about as bad as taken out of context as Sam Darnold last night saying he's seeing ghosts. How about how they took that and ran with it? Oh my gosh. Like
he was seeing something.
The key word is he didn't say I am.
Seeing ghosts out there.
But so I think there's two parts of that. One, everybody says, well, oh my God, did he know he was mic'd up? In the moment, you don't know that.
Yeah, and you say stuff like that.
But it's okay for him to be honest.
Yeah, listen, I couldn't agree
more.
He's
what, 22 and has played 14 games?
Man, I've been there. It's like, ooh, it's hectic. Well, remember, and T. Frey's told this story when we had him in studio. Remember the story he told you when, what's his buckets? Marvin Jones hit me on the sidelines. And I was like, whew, they're hitting out here. And he was like offended. Like I was scared or something. And again, ran to the sidelines and told on me like, man, he doesn't want to play. But sometimes you just say those things and it's no big deal. Like you're just... Your real-time comment.
Is the best quarterback in New York right now Eli Manning?
No.
That's a fair question.
I think Darnold is going to be just fine.
Turnover machine.
Just fine.
The other takeaway from last night is, how is Jerry Jones keeping Jason Garrett?
Oh, how man. Or why?
How? If I'm a Cowboy fan and I lost to the Jets the week before and I just saw what Belichick did to Sam Darnold and Adam Gase, the week before you lost to Adam Gase. Adam Gase is one of the worst head coaches in the history of the NFL.
But you were missing both your tackles. You were injured all over the place. Your starting wide receiver was out.
Adam Gase.
You did. They did. He's beaten people before, actually. Believe it or not, he's actually won games before.
You lost to Adam Gase.
Right, sure. Yeah.
And you know
retroactively go back and remove Jason Garrett?
You cannot be Bill Belichick without a quarterback over 25. That's just the rule. Apparently you can't beat him.
Yeah, it is. What, the second-year quarterbacks are like 5-34? So there's like some just crazy
There's a number,
too.
There's a 23 or 24 years old. You just can't beat them.
Especially against that secondary this year.
And that team's loaded.
I mean, goodness.
On defense.
Their offense is defense.
Well, and I mean, how's Greg Schiano feeling? He left.
That's okay.
Belichick this morning went out and got another Rutgers guy. He has a weird fascination
Rutgers,
with Rutgers guys.
He drafts him. He loves them.
Yeah.
Well. And Nebraska. He likes Nebraska, too.
Must be the close proximity. Although, Sanu, man, that's a heck of a get.
That was a really good get.
That dude is
pretty legit.
Look at how open he is.
You went to bed and you were on a 1-6 team. You woke up, you're on a 7-0 team. And that 1-6 team might have released you before the year's over because they need cap space. I mean, you weren't coming back to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And now you're all of a sudden playing in that system where, you know, you got a nice collection of wide receivers that you're going to join.
I think Edelman must have dropped one ball too many last night. But shoot, man, a second-round pick, though? That seem right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look at his numbers in terms of being open. His separation numbers
are
amazing.
They usually win those deals. Yeah. This may be a push.
That was Amari Cooper's thing. His numbers, even when he was the Raiders, was open a lot. Just wasn't getting the ball. Same thing with Sanu.
What do you want to do? You want to win as many Super Bowls as possible.
How about
this? I'm okay with that.
Hey, and it just happens to be on television. Andy Reid says it's a stretch for Patrick Mahomes to play versus the Packers. That's just 1 week removed.
Yeah. You know what else is a stretch? Walter Payton's a stretch to play for the Chiefs this weekend.
But I'm just saying,
that's not nice, Gary. No. Don't say that. Pick somebody else.
Like
Gary.
3 weeks. Like we're thinking 5 weeks, and he's using a stretch for just 1 week removed.
Said,
he must be coming back much
Stafford
sooner than we.
Only missed 2 weeks, same injury.
He must be coming back a lot sooner than we think.
Those people bought tickets to go see the Packers and the Chiefs. It's like the most expensive ticket at Arrowhead outside of a playoff in a long time. Maybe he's doing it for them.
And you get are the Vikings at home?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's going to be another dandy. And you may get him back for that one.
I don't think so. Man.
There's no reason why not.
I don't want to see him back for a couple of weeks.
Just get him, because you don't want to see it be an issue for the majority of the season.
Where he goes down and, if need be, if he needs 4 weeks, that's perfectly fine. I'm surprised. I mean, now the next thing would be you don't want Matt Moore to go down. Because then you're looking at Kyle Shermer as your starting quarterback.
Shoot, if anybody can find a way to win a game or two, it would be.
I don't know. Andy Reid to get to Kyle Shermer.
He'll find a way.
It'd be the one time that he ran the ball like 35 times.
Well,
is this Westbrook and Philly?
He did, exactly, yeah. And Deuce Staley together. Yeah, he did it. He did it.
You're here to win the game.
Yep.
Feed the beast. All right, man, what's on the show?
George's birthday for 4 hours.
Nice. I like it.
Happy you doing
which
birth.
One? Martin Luther King, that one? The one that they did, Stevie Wonder did for Martin Luther King, Happy Birthday song?
That's probably my...
That's my favorite.
Is it okay to ask guys at their age? How old, George?
28.
Wow. Oh, damn, you're young.
George has been part of the Star Wars era. Man, it's just an autopilot cash cow right now.
Yeah, people are gushing over that trailer. I had to go back and watch it again just so I could see if I could figure out anything, which I can't, but I'm not a Star Wars
guy.
Have you ever seen any Star Wars?
It's like he's going to die.
Okay, I have.
I missed
they killed that franchise
couple.
Years ago.
Okay. Not the Solo one, but I miss Rogue One.
Rogue One was good.
Okay, yeah, I've never seen.
I don't like this last run because of character development. It just seems to me like it's a cash cow that they're just throwing stuff out there.
I hope it's good because there are some passionate Star Wars folks, and I don't want them upset.
We've only had one bad one. The last one wasn't very good, but Rogue One was good. Last Jedi was good. That was good.
Which one was bad?
The last one they did, whatever. Mary Poppins. Remember? We talked about
it. Oh, yeah. I'll ask him tomorrow and see what he thought.
Yeah.
All right, my man. Have a show.
Bye, boys.
Shock the system. Live from the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios. It's the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone, The Zone app, and 1620thezone.com. Here is Gary Sharp.
All right, good Tuesday Tuesday afternoon. Tuesday morning in the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios, high above 50th and Dodge. How y'all doing on the 22nd of October? It is George's birthday on the Gary Sharp Show.
Sure is.
You're more than welcome to hit him up on social media. Are you one of those people that if you don't get happy birthday wishes via Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, that you go out there and you beg for them?
Not at all.
In a gots-to-go situation in my book, so I'm glad you do not do that.
No. My best friend is out here begging people to say happy birthday to me.
Really?
He knows I don't like notifications on my phone. So he is currently trying to blow up my phone a little bit. So,
all right. First person that said happy birthday to you was mom.
Technically mom. She called me at like 11. She was going to bed, and my twin sister.
Okay, well, that's good. Is she celebrating her birthday today too?
Yeah, she's celebrating a lot more than I am. She's on a plane to Orlando, Florida.
Okay, going to see Mickey and Minnie?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
This is not a bad time of the year to go because school's in session around the country. The weather isn't bad.
I didn't get an invite.
Mid-October?
Did not get an invite. No.
Well, we can go there on a discounted rate next time.
Wow.
I think that would be awkward that you and I would go to Disney World together, but I mean, maybe we'll go to Epcot. It is a Tuesday. It's a busy Tuesday on the show. Lots to digest. Basketball is back. It is a double dose of good stuff for George today. Did China say it's okay for the NBA to play tonight? Have we checked that out?
Nope. Don't care.
No. You got to be careful now.
I care a little bit.
You got to be careful. But we are on a run here. Where the NBA, which I hope everybody enjoyed the offseason of the NBA. It lasted, I think, 11 days. And now we are back with the NBA. It is the last night without the association until Thanksgiving. And then you go until Christmas Eve. And then, as I mentioned earlier, you go until February 13th. It also is 2 weeks from today is the start of college basketball season.
It's that time, Gary.
It is starting to get that time. I'm not ready to close the book on football yet. I still got some good things with football. A lot of you probably bailed early last night in the Jets-Pats game. You stayed through halftime to see the Star Wars trailer, and then you said, like a fat kid in dodgeball, I'm out. I'm wondering how long, if you didn't have an interest in the Jets or the Pats or a fantasy interest, how long you stayed with that game last night. I'm guessing a majority of the country stayed, watched the trailer, and then we're like, you know what? This might be a good Monday night to go to bed early. But basketball is back. NBA tonight. We will discuss the NBA. It'll be George and myself breaking down the NBA. It also will start a segment. Are you ready for your new segment tomorrow? Every day, George will have a minute on the NBA.
I got my NBA league pass set up yesterday, so life is good. Yeah, I'm ready.
Unfortunately, that league pass will not have Zion for possibly 2 months. He is out after knee surgery, 6 to 8 weeks. One other quick thing before we move on to a little football. And I got some final thoughts on Mo Washington from yesterday. Did you see Michael Jordan's interview on the Today Show?
I did.
Okay. Says that Steph Curry is not a Hall of Famer yet. Do you think if pressed, Michael Jordan believes that he is the only Hall of Famer that's ever played basketball?
Probably. Let's be honest, probably.
I'm nodding in agreement with you.
Yeah.
I saw that interview this morning. I'm thinking, Michael Jordan honestly believes, and good on him, that's the competitor in him, that he's the only person that should be in the Basketball Hall of Fame. All right, coming up here in a little bit, Robin Washett will join us from Husker Online. We will talk some Husker basketball. Yesterday was a media day. Ken Pomeroy has come out with his prediction on how he sees the Nebraska season unfolding, calls them one of the fastest teams, well, considering pace, this Nebraska basketball team, regardless of record, will be one to play with the quickest pace in a long, long time in Lincoln. You have essentially three teams, blue, red, and black Nebraska, Division I men's basketball programs that will play at an unbelievable pace this year. So Robin's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. We got Mitch Light from Athlon. Andy Kendi will join us from KATV. You do not want to miss that. And I hope you did not miss the 10 o'clock newscast last night on Channel 7. Because Andy's daughter plays volleyball at Burke. And she was caught on camera warming up for her Metro Conference tournament match last night at Ralston Arena. Got caught on camera doing a little dance. Matt Lothrop put it out on social media. If he got 1,000 likes or retweets, that Andy would do the same dance on air, and he did. And so Andy will join us at 12:30. Also, Tom Chattel this morning. So a full slate on the program. Nebraska, with school not being in session yesterday and today, they've adjusted things down in Lincoln. So practice will not end until later in our show. So coming up in the last 30 minutes, we should have some news and nuggets. As we left you yesterday, Scott Frost was getting ready for his press conference and immediately addressed Mo Washington, wanted to move on. Again, I want to know what happens to the next reporter that asks Scott Frost about Mo Washington. His press conference yesterday lasted 12 minutes. You could clearly see that he had to get it out there, but then he wanted to move on and doesn't want Mo Washington to be a discussion point with his football team for the rest of the year until there's a resolution, or maybe there is a resolution and it just goes away and Mo Washington is not a member of the football team. When asked about is he still attending classes, as far as he knows, is how Scott responded. That doesn't seem like real definite that you have a handle on a guy and what's he doing. At the end of the day, you can only do so much. And as I heard Scott talk about Mo Washington and what we have talked about Mo Washington and how he has handled from the recruitment through his first year on campus, well, sticking with him to get him eligible to get him here, and then sticking with him and putting him in the system with some structure and watching him adapt to structure for the first time and being in this environment, and then the court case in California coming up and navigating from the winter through the spring, through the summer, through the fall, everything that's gone on, and a head coach putting himself out there for his player, standing up for him, going to bat for him. It's a two-way street. You do things for the player. You expect the player to do things the right way. And at the end of the day, sometimes you can't help somebody. Are you sad? Are you disappointed? I wondered if people yesterday, as that situation unfolded, we got a little bit more information. Were you sad? Were you disappointed? I didn't find anybody that said, okay, what's the timeline? When do I get Mo back? When do I get to finally see a guy live up to his potential as a football player? I didn't get that. I got more of, and this is me, sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes you have standards, whether they be inside a uniform or outside of a uniform, that have to be met. Because if they're not met, it throws the rest of the whole operation off. Sometimes when you're winning, the culture takes over and you don't have to have these discussions. But when you're losing and you wonder where your team is mentally, sometimes you got to put your foot down. And there was a great quote on how I kind of relate this situation yesterday in Lincoln. I label people like Mo Washington can be oxygen stealers. Look around your office. Look around your company. Look around your family. We all have oxygen stealers. Where you like that person and you'll do anything for them, but then finally they steal too much oxygen. I think I've heard them referred to as well as vampire killers. Or energy killers. I call them oxygen stealers. I like that my word a little bit better. But as yesterday unfolded, I kept thinking of this quote. Every once in a while, you need a public execution to send the message to your team you've had enough of their BS. Now, was it a public execution yesterday? No. I think you got the tone and the body language of the guy that was delivering the news that he had done enough. That inside of a structure, somebody was struggling and struggled too much that they were taking away your focus from what it needed to be on. Will he come back? Who knows? I didn't get the sense yesterday that the door is open. Are there things that are set up to meet? Possibly. But that seems like a long way down the road. And now the road for 2019 continues to turn left and turn right and go straight and then go up a hill and then go down a hill and turn left and turn right without number 28 as part of your program. And all part of a really puzzling and strange season where the guy that delivered the news yesterday has a better pulse on his team than anybody else. And did his pulse on his current team, did we get a feeling that it's a crossroads moment? Or it's just an elimination in a season that's stuck in neutral? And that's, again, another question we won't be able to answer probably for a while down the road. All right, Robin Washut's coming up in a little bit from Husker Online. Now that Nebraska moves on without an offensive weapon, who picks up the load? Everybody looks to Dedrick Mills with the unknown of Wandale Robinson's health and the health of the quarterback. So what does Nebraska offensively look like moving forward? We'll get into that. And as I mentioned, some basketball with Robin Washut, who was at Nebraska Basketball Media Day yesterday. Mitch Light, also in about 30 minutes, will break down the past weekend of college football and what is ahead this weekend for the likes of Wisconsin, Ohio State, Michigan, Notre Dame, LSU, Auburn. And did you know that if today, and pick up a USA Today, we had the discussion last week that here in a couple of years, USA Today in print could be done. Today is the day they do all of that legwork to put out the coaches' salaries for FBS programs. You can read it online. You can read it in the multicolor. Do you know that if Clemson fired Dabo Swinney today, like right now, if we got a notice at 10:30 and ESPN broke into programming and we did as well, Clemson would owe Dabo Swinney $50 million. I always enjoy this day and going through those salaries and the oddities of some of the contracts that are out there. Some of the contracts in the Big Ten may surprise you. We'll share that with you as we move along. It's the Gary Sharp Show on a Tuesday. It's George's birthday. It's the start of the NBA. George got up with a smile. He'll go to bed with a smile. And thanks to all of you that are chiming in and wishing George a happy birthday. Please, on social media. Please, please. And they put up a, they usually do like a, they usually send out an email here. They haven't sent out an email.
No, I haven't gotten an email. Not yet.
Usually somebody sends out an email and wishes you happy birthday in this company. Hasn't happened. Did you get the company birthday card?
No, that usually comes late.
Yeah, they're usually pretty good about that.
Yeah.
That's NRG Media.
I expect that
Not
next
a lot
week.
Of places don't do a lot of birthday cards for their employees, but NRG Media does.
Handwritten.
It is. Yep. It is. Mine usually includes $100. What's yours include?
Oh, I need to talk to you.
Robin Washington's coming up next.